Good morning, and welcome to Greater Good Magazine. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, from the Flagstaff offices of Sun Sounds of Arizona. The Greater Good Science Center studies the psychology, sociology, and neuroscience of well-being, and teaches skills that foster a thriving, resilient, and compassionate society. And now, some articles from Greater Good. Four ways to refresh your relationship this Valentine's Day. With a few simple shifts in how you spend your time together, you can bring new energy to a long-time relationship. By Catherine Reynolds Lewis, February 13, 2025. This fall, my husband Brian and I found ourselves at loose ends. Two children had launched to college and beyond, and the third landed a restaurant job that kept her working most evenings. Suddenly, our nest felt empty. Every night could be date night, potentially. Scary. This shift in the dynamics of our home life after two decades centering around children, gave us an opportunity to shake up our relationship. We started trying new routines, explored fresh interests, and renewed our focus on each other. This dynamic extended throughout the day and week, bringing back that novelty and excitement that drew us together at the beginning of our relationship, amplified by the intensity of deep knowledge about each other and years of shared milestones. But you don't have to experience a transition in order to breathe new life into your relationships. These intentional strategies can make something old feel new again and increase your feelings of connectedness, appreciation, and joy. Whether a romantic partnership or even a long-standing friendship, there's always an opportunity to renew. What better time than Valentine's Day to give it a whirl? 1. Explore a new path together. Over a long relationship, you fall into patterns. One person habitually initiates plans for an outing or intimacy. You know each other's preferences and have your places for dinner or coffee. The wheels of your shared vehicle through life have carved deep grooves, making it easier to simply follow the track they set. Try forging a new path. You can start small, like waking up before your partner to make coffee for both of you. Instead of going to the same Thai restaurant you both love, suggest a walk in the park you haven't visited. Be open to an impromptu evening out to a line dancing bar or a spontaneous midweek visit to an improv club or jazz spot you haven't tried. Go on adventures together, suggest Kirsten Rao, a coach in Westport, Connecticut. Sometimes the catalyst for change can be one person dropping the ball. When I experienced an onslaught of work a few months ago, I simply didn't have time to plan dinner or organize our schedule the way I usually would. Suddenly, Brian was suggesting new experiences to try and whipping up recipes that I never would have picked. One Wednesday evening after work, he led me to our favorite pair of armchairs in the sunroom, where he'd set up a new-to-us sound system. We held hands in the dim light, listening to the honeyed voice of Winona Judd pour out of precision German-manufactured speakers. Only love will lead us to the other shore. 2. Disagree better. Similarly, when you've known each other for decades, you can predict what will set off the other person. It's easy to pick a fight, but somehow harder to avoid one. This is an opportunity to accept influence, as the Gottman Institute puts it, and let the other person be right for a change. Instead of digging in your heels because you disagree, acknowledge whatever piece of the other person's perspective is valid. As Don Cole, a couples therapist and clinical director of the Gottman Institute, suggests, rather than "I love you," say the other three magic words. That makes sense. If you take that first step, the other person may soften as well, opening up room for a compromise. After all, you chose this person to be central to your life and invested years in that relationship. What are you accomplishing by being stubborn? It can feel like a gift to compromise and accept as a quirk the things that would have annoyed you in a different context. Consider setting a time in the week to discuss difficult issues. When you know there will be a chance to problem solve, the everyday disagreements can get easier to get let go of. And you may discover that there are fewer topics on the agenda for that weekly meeting as you work through the long-standing stubborn spots in your relationship with new eyes and ears. Bring a warm, expansive heart to your relationship, and you'll prompt the other person to reciprocate. The Gottman Institute research on fighting in relationships finds that people in stable marriages exchange 5 times more positive interactions during a fight than those in marriages that are likely to end in divorce. It's not that the happy couples fight less frequently, but they fight more effectively, with less contempt, criticism, defensiveness, and stonewalling. 3. Create connection rituals. A simple way to retread your relationship is looking for opportunities to create rituals around the times during the day and week that the two of you come together. When you reunite after work or daily errands, consider sitting with a cup of tea or a glass of wine and talking without distraction for 10 minutes before you jump into dinner preparation. Look for chances to start a new routine. Bonus points if they engage your 5 senses. Maybe you visit the bagel shop together every Saturday morning, carpool to a martial arts class, or walk through your neighborhood at dusk. The key is that by repeating the same pattern every morning, evening, week, or month, you create a ritual that helps something ordinary become special or even sacred. You're turning toward each other intentionally, and by slowing down and noticing the experience during the ritual, what researchers call savoring, you can become more mindful and appreciative of the relationship. What we practice becomes stronger. In these rituals, aim to strengthen the friendship by turning toward your partner when the best happens and also when the worst occurs, offers Karen Breibord, a licensed psychologist based in New York City. Couples who have a very strong friendship are the ones who tend to do the best. It's not necessarily because they have less problems, she says. 4. Practice specific appreciation. In a long-standing relationship, we may know what we mean to the other person, but it still helps to say it. I recently went to dinner with a friend who was going through a rough time at work. We relaxed and chatted over wine and steaks, and as we said goodbye, she thanked me for my years of friendship and said she always appreciated my positive and can-do spirit. Even though my goal was to cheer her up, I ended up being the one who felt cherished. That's something that you can do for your romantic partner. Dig deeper than giving general compliments that center on adjectives such as you're beautiful or you're so brilliant. Instead, look for verbs in your relationship and get as specific as possible with both the person's actions and the impact it had on you. For example, when you unloaded the dishwasher and cleaned the kitchen on Wednesday night, it made me feel loved and relieved that I didn't have to do my chores during a busy work week. Or even better, it was an unexpected bright spot in my week that you found discount tickets to a dance performance. It broke me out of a gloomy week and helped me to see the beauty in the world. In a study of mothers and daughters, social psychologist Beverly Fair was surprised by how emotional they grew during a closing exercise that centered on gratitude. Each mother named 3 qualities she appreciated about her daughter, and the daughter reciprocated. Everyone ended in tears. You don't know what the other person values about you, says Fair, a professor at the University of Winnipeg. It could be a validation of what you might have thought but weren't sure about. It might be a delightful surprise that this was a quality of mine that the other person really values. About the author. Katherine Reynolds Lewis is the Special Projects Editor at Greater Good Science Center. She is an award-winning science journalist with bylines in Atlantic, Fortune, New York Times, UnDark, and The Washington Post. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you Greater Good Magazine. 5 ways to show love to your community on Valentine's Day. Why not use the holiday to promote a bigger idea of love? By Jill Suddy, February 12, 2025. Valentine's Day is usually considered a day for celebrating romantic love. Couples go on dinner dates, shower each other with affection, and give romantic cards and gifts. But Valentine's Day is clearly not just for lovers. School-aged kids often give everyone in their class valentines with notes of kindness, helping to create a loving classroom community. Parents give valentines to their children to express familial love, and vice versa. Many friends exchange loving messages with each other to show they care. At its heart, pun intended, Valentine's Day can celebrate love in all of its forms. That's a good thing, because love is worth promoting no matter the object. As researcher Barbara Fredrickson argues, love is the supreme emotion, something we all need to survive and thrive. It frequently occurs outside of our romantic relationships. In the moment-to-moment experiences of warm mutual caring that Fredrickson calls shared positivity, which we can feel with any person, even strangers. Love has the power to augment our sense of common humanity and help change the world for the better, too. As Martin Luther King Jr. wrote, love is the greatest force in the universe. It is the heartbeat of the moral cosmos. Expanding feelings of love as widely as we can, even beyond people in our personal lives, is a good thing for all of us. How can we show love to others on this day? Let me count the ways. 1. Experiment with being kind to everyone. When we do something nice for someone else without expectation of reward or recognition, it spreads love outward, making people feel noticed and cared for. And there's no need to worry about doing something nice for someone you don't know well or even a stranger. Research suggests that people appreciate acts of kindness more than we imagine they will. That can be as simple as paying the person behind you in the drive-thru line or complimenting a stranger on their outfit. I've had this happen to me, and it was such a high. Being kind to others increases our sense of connection to them and draws people to us, creating mutual warm feelings that are at the heart of love. And our kindness will encourage people to offer kindness to others, themselves, helping love proliferate beyond this one interaction. Some ideas for how to practice kindness include bringing treats to your colleagues at work, calling an elderly neighbor who is isolated, offering to plow your neighbor's snow-covered driveway, or picking up trash you see on the side of the road. You can simply be alert to opportunities to smile and say hello to the people you encounter going about your everyday business. Your barista, teacher, doctor, mail carrier. No matter the kindness, people will likely appreciate it and may pass it on. 2. Be generous. While practicing everyday kindness is a lovely way to spread love, you may also have special skills or financial resources that could help people in need whom you don't know personally. Right now, there are people here and around the world suffering from devastating losses caused by destructive fires, floods, war, and more. Give money or time to relief efforts can be a beautiful way to build a more loving community and world. Even if that's not possible, you can still be generous in other ways, perhaps volunteering in your local community. Maybe you like to knit and could see if your local neonatal clinic needs baby hats or a shelter needs scarves. If you're a musician, maybe you could offer to perform at a nursing home. You can bake and cook for your local soup kitchen or offer to box up groceries at a food pantry. Volunteering this way benefits your community by spreading goodwill while also providing many mental health benefits for yourself. 3. Express gratitude. We often take for granted the many people doing good in the world. By taking some time to appreciate the givers and helpers, you'll nurture warm feelings all around. Gratitude can be for anyone we know, our friends, families, colleagues, or neighbors, as well as for people we may never meet, like the farmers who grow our food or first responders who keep our community safe. When we acknowledge their gifts in our minds and hearts, or better yet, make our thanks explicit by writing a gratitude letter or by telling them directly, we build loving feelings. Research finds that giving thanks increases our sense of connectedness with others and helps us feel less lonely. Being specific about what you're grateful for and how it's affected you is even more powerful. For example, writing a gratitude letter to a favorite teacher who encouraged you or a coach who inspired you to persevere is particularly a wonderful way to express love. Bonus points for reading your letter to them in person. Thanking in all its forms not only feels good, it encourages others to be kinder and more altruistic. Even witnessing gratitude can encourage others to pay it forward. And if you happen to be in a romantic partnership, expressing gratitude can give your relationship a boost. So look for opportunities to give thanks. 4. Be curious and practice deep listening. As the StoryCorp slogan proclaims, listening is an act of love. In our busy lives, it's a gift of love to pause our inner chatter, become curious about another person, and ask questions that help them tell their story, rather than steering the conversation toward yourself or rehearsing what you want to say while they're talking. Active listening can help someone who feels invisible or misunderstood to feel cared for and safe. Try this the next time your family member starts in on a long story or your friend calls you to vent. While it's easier to listen to people we know well and generally agree with, listening can also ease tensions with people that we don't, too. For example, someone from a different cultural group or political party. By learning how to be curious rather than judgmental, we can see people as individuals rather than stereotypes and increase our warm feelings for them. We may even find some commonalities and points of connection. How to do this? Greater Good has created a whole playbook that can help you bridge differences, including several strategies for being better listeners. For example, asking questions to elicit someone's individuality, like asking about their favorite food, morning routine, or favorite childhood memory, can help you to see them more holistically, feel warmer toward them, and reduce hostility. Similarly, listening to people with attention, asking clarifying questions, acknowledging points of agreement, or admitting when you aren't sure about something can help anyone turn difficult conversations into a more positive direction. While this isn't as easy as chatting with your best friend, researchers have found that people enjoy these difficult conversations more than they anticipate that they will. So why not expand love by listening better? 5. Cultivate feelings of awe with friends and neighbors. When we connect with something bigger or greater than ourselves, we feel wonder and a sense of being small in the face of vastness, or what researchers call awe. Because feeling awe inspires us to be less self-focused, we become more attentive to the needs of others and willing to help them. Experiencing awe can make us feel more empathetic, generous, and connected to those around us, providing the building blocks for a more loving, compassionate community. For that reason, cultivating awe while in the company of others can be a great way to spread love. There are many ways to access awe while with friends, family members, neighbors, or even strangers, including taking an awe walk in nature, watching movies or reading stories about the inspiring work of moral exemplars, visiting art museums or music concerts, and more. Tuning into the complex beauty of the world around us can help us nurture our sense of common humanity and cement our concern for the well-being of all. Of course, these are just some of the many ways to show that you care, but hopefully they can inspire you to think a little differently about Valentine's Day this year. Instead of focusing only on romance, we might try to spread messages of love in all directions. If we all try to be more loving on this special holiday, or for that matter, any day of the year, we could help create a more loving, caring community and world for all. You have been listening to Greater Good Magazine, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful and loving rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.